Lucian, and Lucian with an A, and Lucius, are collectively one of my absolute favourite boy names. I like this spelling with this name. I think maybe with the A it would have looked more cohesive, but then it would have had a different vibe. You might say Lucien, if you're French. I don't know how French you are, but Fortinbras, not familiar, but it's very strong and castle-y and funky, and I like it as a middle name. It's exciting. I think this whole combo is exciting. It's really lovely. Linus Aurelian, another massive change of vibe, but I'm here for it. Linus, I like its classical cred, and I like how it feels sort of like a clunky, vintage, kind of old man name. Do a comeback. I like it with your name. I just like it. Aurelian used to be one of my favourites, but for a couple of reasons, possibly that it was the villain of a book that I read and loved. Possibly I just started to like Aurelius more. Not sure exactly why, it kind of faded for me, but I do very much like to see it for you used. It works well with Linus. It's a very autumnal feeling name. I think any name starting with AU is immediately going to feel autumnal to me. I like it. I think it works. Basil Dominic. Basil, one of my absolute favourites. You can't go wrong with it. I would be disowned if I ever used Basil, but I do think it's really lovely. Dominic, not super a fan of the K, but I appreciate its work in closing off the combo. It's a well-done combo. I like the vibe. I like the way the names go together. Mm-hmm. All good. Wallace Killian, here with the double L's. I like Wallace. It's not super exciting to me, but it is sort of a fun old man name, and I like that. Killian, always felt like I should like it, but I'm not sure I do. I think I prefer the C spelling, although I appreciate the K here. Overall, it's a nice combo. It's just not super there. Poe Endymion. I like this. I like Poe. I like Edgar Allan Poe. I like Poe from Star Wars, even though I don't like Star Wars. Is there teasing potential? Yeah, but it is lovely. It's such a cool name. Carries a lot in three letters. Endymion, tragic story. Not really vibing with all of the content of the story, I don't want to say it, in case it's triggering or anything like that. However, I really appreciate it in this combo. I think it's a really long middle name to balance out a short first name, but they both have equal amounts of punch. It's cool. I really like it. Elio Fiorello. I'm torn because I really love both of these. This is like an Adela Artemisia, except with Adela Artemisia, I adore Artemisia, and I'm like a bit positive on Adela, and I really like both Elio and Fiorello, but they are a nightmare to say together. I think they both belong in your names, just in different combos. Elio, it's a more whimsical Italian Helios. I like both. I like them in different ways. Elio's always worked for me more than Elliot. It's just whimsical but wearable. I'm a big fan. Fiorello is really cool. I really like Fiorella for girls, and Fiorello is just sort of offbeat, funky, masculinization. I do like it. Don't like them together. It's also very Italian, though that's not really a problem. Hemlock Etienne, you're really here with the like poison word names, and honestly I am eating it up. Hemlock is such a cool name. It's such a cool name. I probably wouldn't use it, but it's such a cool name. Etienne is a very funky French name. I do like it a lot. Hemlock Etienne is a really well paired combo. It's sort of offbeat, nature-y. I think Etienne means, Am I making it up that Etienne means garland? I feel like Etienne means garland, which makes it feel a little murdery, but very natural. Yes, it means garland, but it's got a bit of bite to it. I really like it.